had this thought, sabi ko, buti na lang pala hindi ako naging Korean kasi hindi ako cute. Kasi diba yun yung type ng mga Koreano? Kayo ba? Feeling nyo, kung Korean tayo, makakapaglandi ba tayo doon?
I see it in Nuna romances. Itong mga Nuna na to, strong, independent women na parang merong goal. But shit, is it too late? And then here comes that strapping hot kid. Kid talaga?
Strapping hot? Girl, ayun yung language mo. Baka maano tayo.
Sorry.
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted.
Completely in love with all things Hallyu.
At naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay.
Want to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu
love. 1, 2, sarang!
Hey! Annyeong, this is Pia.
Annyeong, this is Monica.
Hello, everyone, our dear listeners. This is Trency, and welcome to another season of 1, 2, Sarang! Yay!
Season 4!
Welcome, guys, to our first episode for Season 4. And as you can see, nakatingin na kami diretso sa camera. Sana kayo rin. Kasi this season, we will be starting our podcast on Spotify and on YouTube. So sa mga nakikinig sa amin dyan at nanonood, hi, guys! Hello!
Hello!
And as you can see po, 1 to Sarang is also on the way to 1 to Short Hair. So, boto na lang po kayo, guys, para si Pia po ay magpagupit na rin ng buhok. Malapit na. Oo, so gagawa kami ng poll.
Boto kung gano'n wow. Short.
Correct! I think yung polling natin.
Ayoko na.
Parang kumbaga, ano siya, Edna mode to military haircut. Parang gano'n.
Oh my God.
Yung ranking.
Namjoon hair.
Namjoon hair, it is. So, ayun. So, guys, thank you so much for being here with us. And sa aming mga avid listeners, thank you so much for being here still. Season 4 na kami. So proud of all the work that we've done. And, of course, welcome din sa mga aming new listeners. I think we gained some new followers over our two-month break. So, oh my gosh, nakita nila tayo.
Welcome!
So, thank you.
Hi! Kamsahamnida for following.
Yes. As you can see and hear po, medyo magulo po dito sa podcast na to, no? We are a little bit chaotic, a little bit madrama, a little bit iyakin, but mostly always entertaining. Wow, shit, promise to ourselves.
Wow!
Kailangan maging entertaining,
that's
guys.
That's what we want to
believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're also animal friendly. Sometimes you'll hear my dog, Greg.
Exactly. Oo. Si Greg ang aming fourth member dito sa podcast na to.
Yes. Correct.
But before we get to know Greg, of course, we want to also reintroduce ourselves para sa mga hindi nakakilala sa amin. So, we'll introduce ourselves by saying our name, of course. And let's not forget our rap name. Sa mga hindi nakakaalam dyan, rappers din po kami. Check our first season. Mahanap niyo po doon ng aming rap battles.
And Cypher.
Exactly, our cypher. Grabe. Na ginawa natin in what? 5 minutes? Galing!
Wow.
Genius, right?
Wow! No.
Like, we were born with tongues.
Wow! Sana naman! We are born with tongues, Monica! And then, after that, we'll be letting you know kung ano yung mga fun fact about us outside of the podcast. Syempre, para makilala nyo naman kami outside of this little podcast bubble that we have. And of course, kailangan magkaalamanan tayo kung sino yung mga bias ng isa't isa, di ba? Guys, bakura na. Come on. Let the delulu reign.
Okay.
Okay. Sige, I'll start. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Trency. Yung rap name ko is Trency Pezzo. Okay? And yung rap na ginawa ko dun sa episode namin na yun is for my bias. Uunahin ko na yung bias ko. It's for my bias and my one love, DK of 17.
Wow.
Oo. Meant to be talaga kami. Grabe talaga. Oo. For him talaga yan.
And Bakit kayo meant to be?
Nafe-feel ko lang talaga siya. Sa puso ko.
Bakit kayo meant to be?
Kasi parehas kaming... Parehas kaming baliw. Parehas kaming, ano, madaling ma-embarrass ang isa't isa. Sa isa't isa. Ano?
Huh?
Basta yun.
Oo. Yeah. Okay.
Nagigets ni Monica. Okay, explain Monica sa ating
pareho
mga listeners.
Din kayo ng, ano, fashion sense.
Yes.
Mahilig kayo sa white polo.
Polo as a uniform. Yeah. I guess yun na lang yung fun fact ko. Pag ayoko nang mag-isip, parati ako naka-polo and jeans to do work. So,
yeah.
Fantastic. Sometimes, ayaw mo na mag-isip. So, big polo from my father. You know, thanks for your closet. And jeans. That's my little fun fact. Okay, who's next?
I can go next.
Okay, Monica will go next.
Okay, my name is Monica Maria Villarosa Sebial.
Wow.
That sounds Spanish.
I just tried.
Don't say that.
Totoo ba yun? Kasi first time ko malaman yung ano, middle name mo.
Villarosa. Villarosa.
Villarosa.
Kung Spanish. But we are in a Korean podcast, so let's not.
It does.
So my rap name is Momona. Although earlier before we started, I was insisting na it's Limoni, na dati ay Kimoni pala, because of the lineup of my biases that came and went.
Came and went. Jump pa naman yung isa, nandiyan pa rin.
Oo nga.
Kumakatok-katok.
Kaya Kimoni, kasi it was Sonho before, but now it's Limoni, because my bias is Lee Chan, also from 17, my love and source of joy and hilarious laughter. Oh my God. Until now, natatawa pa rin ako sa Gose. Yung ending clip, yung I'm Dino. Ano ba yung minunod niya yun?
Yung
pinapon niya kaya yun, DK,
I'm Dino,
napatil.
With a lot of exclamation points. Sobrang laugh trip.
Nakakairita. Naiyak ako sa tawa. As in.
Alam mo, ang Macne vibes strong niya lately.
Actually. And for fun facts, maliban sa nagmamahal ng mga dinosaurs. Guys, seriously, I love dinosaurs to death. And it was fate lang na ang naging bias ko ay Dino, ang kanyang nickname. O, diba? Meant to be din kami.
Ayan, I believe so.
Nakakala, yung trend si DK lang.
Hindi.
Dino,
siyempre,
di ba?
Money
Dino.
Di
Money. Oo. Ang fun fact ko, siguro, is currently, I am a small business owner. Oh my God. How times have shifted.
I know, I love it.
I am a literal lavandera. I own a laundry shop somewhere in Las Piñas, and it's called Viva Lavada.
Uh-huh. Ayan.
So, follow me on Facebook and soon Instagram. Sorry. I had to put that in. Wala pa siya naman. But I'm trying to get on my business legs and trying to be creative with it. So, join me in my adventure in how to be serious in life. Wow, serious
in
life.
Kasi ako yung hair mo, very ano nga, di ba, short hair. So, parang Dora the Lavandera ka.
Yes. I take that. I'll take that.
Exploring the Lavada world.
Uh-huh.
One monkey at a time.
Follow me too. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Okay. Oh, Pia.
Ayan. Okay, hello. My name is Pia and my rap name is Pia Bon. Wala lang. Yun din yung ginamit ko dati nung nagdi-DJ pa ako sa radyo. Oh, I guess yun na lang yung fun fact ko about myself. I'll go straight to that. Because I used to be a radio DJ or a radio DJ in training in RX 93.1. Kasi meron kaming kasama sa TA who encouraged me because he was already a DJ during that time. Tapos ayun. So shout out! Alam ko hindi ka nakikinig dahil busy ka na sa buhay mo. Buhay... mag-asawa. But hi, Jake!
Oh my God, hi,
and
Jake!
His name was Jake Lopez. Tama yun yung pangalan
niya.
Yes,
si Jake Lopez.
Correct!
Para J-Lo pa rin siya.
Exactly.
Because that's and Jake.
Ako naman, ang aking bias ay, sino pa nga ba? Diba? Ang pinaka-love ko, ang bias ko. Akin siya, guys! Akin si Hoshi! Please, wow! Nagmakaawa. Hindi ko alam, ang dami ko may bias lagi sa kanya. Ano ba? Kasi, huwag niyo siyang agawin sa akin. Mahal na mahal ko si Hoshi, pero feeling ko hindi kami meant to be.
Kasi may asawa ka na.
Well, aside from that, syempre may asawa ako na feeling ko minsan pareho din sila ng kilos at galaw ni Hoshi. Parang yung mga ano nila, medyo may nakikita ko, except with the dancing. Hoshi levels na ibang levels ang Hoshi. But ano ba sabihin ko? Feeling ko hindi kami bagay kasi feeling ko minsan asexual siya. Pero mahal na mahal ko pa rin siya.
Although yun naman yung ano mo, diba?
Yung gender niya.
Pero meron ka naman bias number 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, madami naman.
Oo nga, correct. Oo nga.
Oo nga, alam mo, feeling ko, kung magkakilala kami in real life, magiging beard din niya ako. Sabihin niya sa lahat ng tao, ako yung crush niya. As my experience with all the another fun fact. Parang may naalala ko nung last time tayo nagkita, parang may pinag-usapan tayo na dati nating kasama who's apparently gay na nung college tayo, press release din niya na crush niya ako.
Si Pia po ay ang ating official beard, no?
Oo.
Sara.
O si Jake din eh. Binanggit na rin natin si
Actually,
Jake po.
Actually, totoo. Ano ka ba? Naging crush ka rin nun? Quote and quote?
Sinabi niya dati, nung bagong naging may boyfriend siya. Okay, okay. Press release niya. Okay.
O ba, at least may mga nagkaka-crush sa'yo. May nagkaka-crush ba sa atin, Mon?
Hindi yun totoo. Hindi nila ako crush. Sinasabi lang nila.
Si meron, Monica, meron. Trendy. Meron ka rin, Trendy.
Sino?
Ay,
pinag-usapan
natin
din natin yan recently. Kala
so,
mo?
So, yung recently na pinag-uusapan namin ngayon is we all met up to make the teasers that you probably have already seen. So, isa siyang... Mm-hmm. Work of hard work from all of us, including our friends, na pinilit po naming umarte para sa amin in exchange for food.
And thank donuts. You so much, friends. We love you so much.
We love you so much, guys. So maraming mga naungkat na mga stories from the past during that time. And it was just great, like, hanging out with, like, you know, our theater friends who are always our source of creativity and joy and all that stuff. So... Ayun.
Ayun. Thank you.
Okay. Sarang heyo. So yun. So that's us. We are One to Sarang. Thank you guys for, thank you ulit for being here. And that's a wrap, Char.
Bye!
Charot. But of course, syempre, we have been gone for a couple of months. No? Tama ba? Oh, it's a couple of months.
Yes.
And it was a much needed break din talaga for us, I feel. Parang, you know, just to recalibrate and, you know, I'm sure yung mga nakikinig dyan, you think, some of you might think na parang, madali lang siguro ang podcast, you know, you just talk on a mic and then that's it. But it is, as we have also discovered when we entered this world, a lot of work. So, it was really a much needed break. And to also get into like the Hallyu world, like in the most organic way possible. Kasi syempre, when we do this, di ba, parang, okay, kailangan panoorin natin to kasi we need to talk about this. So, parang the things that we want to watch and stuff or listen to and do, parang medyo naset aside ng slide to prioritize the things that we also want to share with you guys that we feel that you guys are interested in. So, ayun. So, that's why we have this episode because we want to know what, I want to share with you rather what we've been doing over the past 2 months, Hallyu Worldwise.
Okay. And that's why we call this episode...
How You Been Doing...
Mm-hmm.
So how you been doing, guys? So we have two questions lang naman for this episode. Number one is, what are the three Hallyu things that we have watched, listened to, and did over the break that made us go, oh my God, we need to share this in our podcast? Kaya lang, hindi kami nagre-recording. So yung mga bagay in the Hallyu world na sobrang na-excite kami, kaya lang, unfortunately, yung outlet lang namin ay ang isa't isa. Hindi ba unfortunate yun? Pero hindi namin ma-share to a greater audience like you guys.
Correct.
Correct.
Of course. And then, of course, since it's our first episode, we also want to share with you what we're looking forward to in the Hallyu world in the next coming months. Of course, ang daming exciting towards the tail end of the year. Biglang ang daming nangyayari, di ba? And then, of course, what are we excited about the podcast itself? Kasi... alam mo yun, we've made a few changes. We also mentioned one earlier. And, you know, anything else that we've talked about, we will divulge later on.
Okay.
Okay, yun lang. Para masyado kayo naip up yung mga ano, changes. Wala naman ata masyado. Meron ba?
Uy, hindi ah. Meron
naman. Madami.
In fairness, madami naman. Tama. O, una-una sa lahat yung mga buhok namin. Ang haba niya.
Oh, correct.
Ang ikli na pala, pak.
Inspired by Jungkook. Oh my God.
Correct.
Abs pa more.
And Jonghan.
And Jonghan. My God. It's the era of the Victorian child.
Correct. Pwede naman rockstar.
Ang pogi ni Jonghan sa short hair niya. Wala lang.
Ako rin. Ako, so, short, siyang, ano, short hair Jonghan talaga.
Ako gusto ko yung long hair. He really, there was a time na he came from somewhere. Basta airport videos siya. Mm. As in, rockstar kung rockstar. And he looked so hot. Like, parang, oh my God, Jonghan. What is this?
Ang pogi?
Sobrang pogi. Gusto ko yung, I'm a big fan of the long hair. Oh, anyway.
Magdadagdag pa ulit ako, pero sige. We can move on. Okay. Sige. Sige. So, I think, I will start just to get the ball rolling.
Okay.
Sure.
So for me, over the past couple of months, I went back to my thriller roots. K-thriller. Wow. K-horror roots. Hindi ko talaga alam kung anong pull sa akin ng horror sa Korean K-entertainment. Kasi typically naman hindi ako ma-horror eh. Alam mo yun?
Talaga?
Hindi talaga ako ma-horror na tao. As in, we have a friend. Her name is Ella. Hi, Ella! She would usually have this like Halloween get-together and then like we'd watch like mga horror. Hindi naman ako yung pinaka-enthusiastic about it. But for some reason talaga with K-entertainment, with K-drama, horror stuff, parang it's easier for me to like get into it kasi hindi siya ganun ka nakakatakot. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? So, yung aking binalikan talaga and yung major pull sa akin is this show called The Revenant. It's on Disney Plus and it's it has Kim Theory in it. And ayun, I just enjoyed it. And kaya na i-mention namin recently, you know, I think it's we're about to start the One to Shaman journey. So, watch out for that, guys. Kung saan hahantong ang One to Shaman journey na yan.
Ayun. What's it about?
So, The Revenant.
Yung One to Shaman.
Yung One to Shaman. Makikita nyo na lang kami, guys. Ang episode, muda lang kami yung bells.
Correct.
Ganon. Naka-robes. Ito na nga, robe na nga
ito. Baby shaman.
Baby shaman.
Wait, I wanna chime in lang. Not to confuse with The Revenant, as in Leo DiCaprio film.
Yes.
It's just correct. Revenant. K-drama.
Ah, yes. It is just Revenant.
Ah, walang the.
Correct. Oh, walang the. Mm-mm. Pero gusto ko may the kasi ganun siya kataas sa aking ano.
It's like the Ateneo.
The Ateneo.
Oo. The Revenant.
The Ateneo.
The Revenant na lang.
Correct.
Ganun
correct.
Na lang.
Ayun. So, Pia asked, like, what's it about? So, basically, it's about this girl, Kim Theory, who, she is actually not in the best place. Like, her family's struggling financially. Like, she's in the middle of the university and then she can see all the other people having the time of their lives, living their childhood and stuff. And then she also is estranged from her father, who we later find out is actually an occultist, a professor of the occult. Okay.
Professor. And upon,
yeah, a professor of the occult. And then all of a sudden, she finds out that her dad is apparently not dead. Sorry, hindi pala estranged. Tinago ng nanay niya sa kanya. Nabuhay yung tatay niya. So she finds out that her dad lived and is now dead. And then so she has to like go to his house and pay respects with the mom. And malaman niya na ang laki ng bahay and all that stuff. And then she comes into possession of this clip. It's a hair ornament. And through this hair ornament, a spirit suddenly possesses her.
Buhok? Buhok pala to. Okay.
Oo, sa buhok. Oo, okay. Sa hair ornament, na-possess siya. And in this journey of her trying to figure out who possessed her and how to get rid of the spirit, she meets up with another professor of the occult, si Yom Hae-sang. Okay, so professor of the occult, played by Oh Jung-se. So, actually, may kamukha siyang isa pa actor. Medyo may pagka-ano, Jongmin-ish yung look niya. Gets you ba? But a serious Jongmin. Alam mo yun.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Ayun. And then, so to help her out. And of course, syempre, kailangan natin ng medyo kind of romantic lead. So, there's this character called Lee Hong-se. He is a detective. And he's played by Hong Kyung. Can I just share na this guy, Hong Kyung, is just everywhere now. Ako lang ba? That's yeah. Reason doon ko siya.
I think so.
Everywhere. Oo. Medyo cutie siya in this parang alternative way. Alam mo yun? May pagka-alternative yung look niya.
Although, pansin ko sa actors.
Ako lang yata, hindi niya nag-reach.
Pansin ko lang sa actors. Like, meron silang season. Like,
oo, peak season na talagang puro sila, no? By bulk ba magbenta ang mga agencies na ano nila?
Oo nga eh. Kailangan na trabahuin to the core.
Artista.
Correct.
Feeling ko si kung may, ano sila may tunog, kailangan pak hanggang sa hanggang sa mapagod yung artista mo. So okay, bigyan kita ng break. Alam mo 'yon, dire-diretso ganoon sila eh.
Mm-mm.
Tapos kung mag-break ang haba ng break.
Totoo.
Correct.
But the thing is, pag nahanap mo na siya, biglang makikita mo na sila kahit dun sa previews. Kasi this guy, si Hong Kyung, kilala ko nga siya. I knew him here in Revenant. And then, nag-start na ako ng DP. And I love DP, by the way. Sobrang ganda ng pagkakagawa. Nandun din siya sa DP na parang ako like, oh, okay, so I guess matagal ka ng actor. Ngayon lang kita nahagilap. But, ayun. So, there. Mm. You know, ang dami-dami actors sa Korea, they're all amazing and it's just great.
So amazing.
Like, finding out all these like other actors and like see them grow as well. So, correct. Yun yung one of the things na pinag-aabalahan ko over the break. Following my One to Shaman journey.
I love it.
Uh-huh.
I love that you mentioned it kasi meron tayong naplanong pakulo already.
Uh-huh.
Na we'll hopefully get into later on.
Yeah.
In this season,
mm-hmm.
I bought a book.
On shamanism? About...
secret, checka.
Basta, it's the occult?
Wait, it's here. No. It's about the Babaylan. Because like, and it's by Grace Nono, o diba? I haven't opened it yet.
Wow.
As in the singer, ethnic singer, ganon. Anyway, because you know how we talk about shamanism all the time and like somehow we always kind of think na it's so fascinating kasi parang we also link it to like our pre-colonial history. Alam mo yun? So parang I kind of wanted to read up on it to see kung saan nga, hanggang saan yung mga theories natin on the similarities.
Yeah. Cool. Exciting. So, yan, meron na kayong ano, patikim homework. Kung ano what's in store for season 4. Ayan. Okay.
Yeah, season 4.
Alright. Nasa-shock si Pia. So, that's why Pia is next. Nasa-shock si Pia na, season 4 na pala.
Oh, bigyan dami kong mga thoughts na naisip. Uh-oh. But, okay. So, for me, I've been leaning towards a lot of variety lately. Sobrang dun ako nagbuhos talaga ng attention. It's been hard for me to get into K-dramas. There are a lot that I started but then eventually dropped. So ngayon, ang isa din sa parang love ko na genre ng mga K-variety is the Korean dating shows. Kasi sobrang, it's so intriguing to me how they do it. Like, although parang okay, malamang sobrang layo sa real life. Dahil di ba kwento sa atin ni Ella nung nasa Seoul siya, lahat sila parang make out everywhere. Pero dito sa mga K-drama nila, parang sa mga K-variety na dating show, sobrang na nilang naglalandian, pero parang hanggang holding hands lang.
Ganun.
So anyway, di ba? Imposible, hindi ko yung nag-kiss. Lalo na yung isa kong anyway, okay, una muna. So, I just finished 19 to 20.
Ooh.
So, sobrang cute nitong concept nitong show na to because what it did was, before pa nilang stinop na yung implementation ng Korean age, diba? What happens is, as soon as the clock strikes 12 on midnight ng January 1, immediately, you're a year older. So, ginather niya lahat ng mga 19, nag-gather siya ng mga 19-year-olds. Tapos, noon 2 weeks, magkakasama sila. So, they're spending their last week as 19-year-olds together and their first week as 20-year-olds together. So, ang cute kasi nung first week is that nasa school sila where they're getting classes on how to become adults. As in, yung mga class nila, mga tipong meron din about work and finances.
Wow.
Meron din about beauty and makeup.
Meron din bang
about dating.
Filing taxes.
Sana may ganun
tayo.
Kasi parang hindi nila pinakita lahat ng mga klase. Pero di ba mahalaga?
Interesting to have that like adulting sort of, adulting 101.
Of school, di ba? Kahit 1 week lang siya. And then dun sa first week na yon, meron silang rule na bawal silang makipag-date. Sobrang cute kasi. So, parang 5 girls, 5 boys. Tapos, may isang boy na parang who went to an all-boys school all his life. So, first time niya magkaroon ng mga kaklase na girls. Ooh. So, ang cute kung paano siya nag-react to them and all of that. Tapos, so, parang yan. And then, when they turned 20, so, nag-New Year's Eve sila together. And then, as soon as naging 20 na sila, pwede na silang mag-date. And then, first time din nila uminom kasi legal age sa Korea yung 20. So, sobrang nakakatawa din na nung ano na, Happy New Year! Tapos, nung umiinom na sila, yung mga mukha nila, parang pangit na pangit sila sa lasa. Pero, pinaninindigan nila kasi adult na tayo, kailangan nating uminom.
Uy, pero assurable naman, nakainom na yan sila. Outside of that, di ba? Mga underage drinking.
Alam mo, I'm pretty sure merong mga iba. Kasi parang somebody grab the beer. Like, a beer isn't your first drink of choice. Correct. When you just started drinking.
Exactly.
Ooh. But, oh well, I don't wanna judge them. We'll see. Mm-mm. Pero yun, so the second week is all about dating. So yun, sobrang cute lang na parang tong mga batang to, mga pakit-pakit lang sila sa isa't isa and then how they navigate it. Mm-mm. I really love this one character. Her name is Jiwoo. Siya yung parang sulky. Oh, ooh. Speaking of sulky, Singles Inferno, it's the same producers as Singles Inferno. Kaya parang ano, but then, yeah, but then this one, since mga bata, sobrang cute lang the way they edited and handled everything. Sobrang sweet. So yun, si Jiwoo, sobrang favorite ko. Para siyang yung friend natin na nakita ninyo sa teaser namin, para siyang si Nana.
Oh,
she's so tiny. Yeah. She's so pretty. All the boys are in love with her. Mm-mm. Pero yung sobrang niyang spunky. As in, sobrang parang yung crush niya. Aawayin talaga niya.
Uh-oh.
Yung parang, na-miss mo ba ako? Oh, ba't makikipag-date ako bukas? Hindi mo ako pipigilan? Ah, okay lang sa'yo. O, sige, makikipag-date ako. Yung ganun siya. So, pero yung mukha niyang innocent. Wala lang. Ang cute lang. I love it. 19 to 20.
Oh, cute. Sana mag-work din sa akin yung ganyan. Feel ko pag ako yung maging palaban, mukha lang akong palaban eh. Kasi
ako rin. I know, ako din.
Diba? Natatakot na sila.
Oo nga eh.
Hindi na sila babalik.
Sabi nila, that's a strong woman.
Oo nga.
End of story.
Hi, Greg!
Okay. I get it, Greg. I get it.
Sabi niya, you are a strong woman, mom.
Like me.
I believe it. Yes, like me.
Ay, nako.
As a strong grandma. Grandma na si Greg, di ba? Grandma
age. Yeah, she's old na. Mm-mm. Pero the show, Pia.
But speaking of which.
Oh, go. Pero tapos na yung show, right? So may winners
yes.
na.
Yes.
Ooh. Did you like
Meron
the results?
Meron ng mga couples.
Approve ka naman sa couple.
Madami kong thoughts.
Oh. Okay.
Madami kong thoughts.
So, kung guys, may mga, baka may mga interesado rin dyan sa 19 to 20 or have seen it, maybe you can go into our comment section and engage Pia in this conversation. Kasi wala siyang makukuha sa amin.
Oo nga eh.
No, but I do have a question for you too. Bilang nabanggit nyo na tayong tatlo, parang ano tayo. Hindi nga uubra sa atin yun. Kasi I had this thought, sabi ko, buti na lang pala hindi ako naging Korean kasi hindi ako cute. Kasi diba yun yung type ng mga Koreano, parang dapat maigyo ka. Tapos yung parang mga mas strong independent women, parang kailangang i-temper mo ng konti yung pagiging independent mo para mataypan ka.
Oo.
What do you guys think? Kayo ba? Feeling nyo kung Korean tayo, makakapaglandi ba tayo doon?
Shucks, ang hirap na tanong.
Sometimes it hurts.
Biases aside.
But normally, I see it in Nuna romances. Na kaya Nuna romance kasi gets. Medyo may katandaan na yung babae. Minsan na-hurt ako na parang fine, okay, yung mga ka-age natin, nuna romance na naman. But it also kind of makes sense. Kasi like what you said, itong mga nuna na to, strong, independent women na parang merong goal at the beginning, in their earlier years, either career or family or etc. etc. And then, pag pumunta na sa point in life na, oh, I can like slow down, settle down, but shit, is it too late? And then here comes that strapping hot kid. Kid talaga.
Strapping hot. Girl, I used to be language mo. Baka maano tayo.
Sorry. Oo nga eh. Hindi po kami groomers. But a younger.
Dog groomer pwede pa.
Oo. Ah, yeah. Yes. Pero kung ano, maingay si Greg, hindi ko siya i-groom. Check out. But you get what I mean.
Yeah,
I see it
all
the time. It's like the same storyline over and over. So parang, it's ako, sad, but it's true, I guess, for the culture.
Ayokong maging nuna in a nuna romance. Kasi parang feeling ko it entails, like, being taken care of. Taking care of pala. Of, like,
taking
a young
care of
girl.
Some.
Parang kailangan mo palang
Oo. Gusto kong
maalagaan, parang ganon?
Oo. Parang, I don't know, feeling ko in my head, kung nandun ako, as myself ah, regardless kung, like, pinalaki ako in a Korean culture. Of course, may imbibe ko yun eh, pag dun ako lumaki. Pero as myself, I would like to think na may matutuwa sa aking pagiging weird. yun na lang yung hoping ko. I guess.
Parang you're a different character. That's why it took a while to find someone. Parang ganon.
Parang ganon na lang siguro yung rom-com ko. Ganon. Parang,
uh-oh,
alam mo yun. Diba? Baka ano, parang, like Chable na hindi pa nakaka-encounter ng gantong klaseng pagkababae.
Sawang-sawa na sa mga and, cute. Ganon.
Oo, sawa na sa cute. Mm-mm. Ako yun.
Mm. And kung yung bestie mo nga na si Sonya Jin nakakuha ng Hyunbin,
girl, diba? Oo nga. Kakalimutan. At syempre, dyan pa si Wasa, diba? The ano?
Oh, exactly.
Oh, Wasa.
With the 40-year-old boyfriend.
With the 40-year-old boyfriend na ano, yamaning CEO. Let's go. So yun.
I must bet ko yata yung ganong klaseng track. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wasa track tayo.
Wasa track
tayo. Ayun lang naman. So 19 to 20. Okay, push na tayo kay Monica.
Yay!
Yay! Speaking of young men.
Nakakalungkot. Natatawa na ako. Iyak ako.
Ang mga nilulu.
Shit, medyo nalungkot ako sa intro mong yun. Anyway,
okay.
So ang gusto ko naman pag-usapan is, of course, our loves 17 who had their first concert for this tour, this new tour of theirs, and it's called Follow. They had this at the end of July in Gocheok Sky Dome,
mm-hmm,
and oh my God, it was fantastic. Like, I have never, kwento ko na to kina Pia Trenzy, guys. Hmm. Basically, nung first time kong makasama sila sa concert, it was for Power of Love. We watched it in the cinemas.
Uh-huh.
And like, super na shock ako kasi everyone was screaming. Or lalo na si Thayna. Hi, Thayna. Sabi ko, she kept on screaming every time. Like, ano, like, a guy would appear, a member would appear, or a new song comes up, ganun. I mean, nag-enjoy naman ako and super, pero na-shock, syempre may unting shock ako na parang, ba't kailangan ganitong kaingay? Parang may ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to, okay, pagdating ng Follow, oh my God, I kept on screaming. Like, parang, holy shit. Like, I'm sorry, but it was like one of the, it's the perfect set list. The perfect so 17 set list. I
hindi
must say.
They,
yeah, I know, I'm so sorry, but
I
just
here
have to. But, yeah, no, papanoorin natin yan. We have to make sure. Like, when is the next time we'll see each other? I think may
mga links naman
somewhere.
I just need to find
sorry
that.
Sorry, pledish.
Pledish?
Yeah. but, they're gonna start, I think, come September. Like,
Japan,
when we start this, they'll be in Japan. Hopefully, meron ulit mga streaming, so
yes,
hopefully we can watch it together.
I know, I think, we have to.
No song choice.
Yun lang, because
hindi ba siya pwedeng umupo na lang sa tabi? Pwede bang gano'n na lang?
Parang si Jin.
Parang si,
dati,
or si Jin. Diba si Jin was like that also?
Si Jin as well. Na sila, nagkaroon na ng run. Pero, uh-oh, at least may song kwan naman.
Yeah, at least
correct.
Song kwan's gonna
song
be back.
Back.
Yeah, we miss you so much, Kwani. But it's okay. We're so glad that you took your time to mm-hmm heal and be yourself.
Yes.
Correct. What was your favorite part of Follow?
But, yeah, well, shit. Oh, wait lang, my mind's exploding. Wait, I don't know where to start. Well, first of all, that fucking opening, syempre, they start with Super.
Oh my God.
No fail naman yon because uh-huh that's like their song of the moment. Like, they're, sorry, sinipon. Sobrang excited.
Nag-explode sa ilong mo yung excitement
okay
mo.
Di kinaya. Kailangan isa pang opening.
Oh. Girl, anong opening?
Buti ka dito eh. Anyway,
oh,
so
no.
Super. Holy shit. Oh my God, I really don't want to spoil it for you, Chetsy, but that opening was, whoa. It's like, sorry. It's epic. It's basically
it
epic.
Is.
Yeah. Right? Uh-oh. Like, the music video pala.
Correct.
Freaking epic. Quiet, Greg. I'm talking here. I'm excited
ngayon
too.
Ngayon talaga eh.
I know. Anyway, I'm so sorry guys. Me, Greg. Hi.
Hi, Greg.
Anyway.
Hi, Greg. So, sino bias mo?
Ako, she's obsessed with me. That's why she can't leave the room. Oh. Anyway, super epic na siya, diba? And then they open this. It took my breath away. Parang ganon. I was so shocked and in awe na, holy crap, this is happening. And then, ang ganda pa ng sumunod na ano, na, diba, ano naman, yung setlist naman nila, it's like three songs dire-direcho, yeah. And then they start na their mints. The first three songs, basically, yun yung, kumbaga, fan favorites. Mm. It's like, it's as if they really listen to what our favorites.
Mm. Exactly.
Mm-mm. Parang there were some songs that they've performed again, like in their other tours.
Mm. Pero, Don't Wanna Cry,
Baksu, Clap, diba? Yeah. Pero binalikan nila yung favorite versions natin.
Grabe talaga. Parang like, oh my God. Yung fan service talaga nila for us.
Super, super talaga. And then, dumating na ang units.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, usually, favorite ko yung units kasi parang mas natutuwa talaga ako pa medyo centralized yung performance. Mas onte sila. So, you really get to feel them.
Yeah.
Anyway, ang ganda-ganda lang ng lahat ng choices nila for all the teams. Like, the vocal team, obviously, they performed all their songs from their latest mini album. Mm-mm. So, it was fantastic that we finally got to see Dust, Fire,
yeah.
And then, of course, there is, I don't understand, but I love.
Nakikita ko yung mga clips. Medyo intense. I'm sorry na lang sa mga nasa harap. Baka pumutok yung mga mata nyo.
That song is titillating, right?
Titillating is the right word.
Yeah, I mean, come on, right? So imagine seeing it being performed. Sorry, kailangan na siya gawin. Pero I've been meaning to like wait for you to see it. Pero there was a core part in the choreo kasi. At bilang video na tayo, basically, nakaganito si June. Tapos ginanon ng tatlo.
Yeah.
Tapos parang ako na feel ko talaga na binuka ka nila yung legs natin. As in! Ganun siya ka-sensual. Ba't ko siya nararamdaman ng ganito? Pero parang, yun lang talaga yung pwede kong description for it.
Like, correct.
That was a bukaka.
As in, that was a bukaka. For sure.
Like, what the fuck talaga? And that was so, and they know that it's what we were waiting for and what we were looking for. But syempre, as fans, as audiences, everyone was in shock because
the level of fan service.
Parang they actually did it. Like, everyone was shocked na, alam mo yun.
Correct. I think, I think pag magkaroon ng yung Japanese concert nila and magkaroon sila ng streaming for it, maybe we can do like a reaction video.
I think.
Oh my God.
I think.
Baka masyadong puro tilian na lang.
Nga. So, I mean, pero...
baka nila tayo magkaintindihan.
Diba? Baka naman may gustong manood ng reaction video namin. Feeling ko interesting naman yun.
I think it's still fun. It's good. Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen it in a while. And maybe, yeah, I don't know, maybe
exactly.
they'll change things up. Song Kwan's gonna be back. Diba?
Yeah.
Like, alam mo yun. I think we'll be seeing new things pa rin naman.
Exactly.
Sure. And I feel like, diba? And we saw 2 days, technically.
Yeah, yeah, we did.
Yeah. So, like, every show is always something different.
Yeah.
Kahit na it's the same set list. Kahit na alam mo na, you know what's coming up. By the second day, I knew that the units was the unit performances were coming.
Mm.
Iba na yung excitement niya. There's nothing, there's something so pure about day one of the tour. I was telling Pia nga eh, like, from now on, I'm never skipping the very first concert of their tour.
Mm.
Kasi there's something, parang when you miss it.
Opening night.
And then parang, syempre, kahit na gaano ka-avoid mo siya on social media or whatever, meron ka pa rin masisilip na something.
Correct.
And there was something so, exulting. Grabe my words. My vocabulary, you know?
Wow.
Na parang, I know.
Yeah.
Na parang sabay-sabay tayong carrots na shock or namangha.
Yeah, like,
sa...
Oh my God, that song?
Parang ganon. Yeah. Parang iba yung explosion. Yung true. Unanimous explosion. So, yeah. Basically, from now on, I'm never gonna miss the first show of the tour. I mean, okay lang. I mean, of course, we can't really... control things. But if I can talaga, paglalaban ko yung day one.
Yeah.
Oo.
Ang dami ko pa gusto sabihin eh. Pero I think I wanna wait na for when you watch it. When we watch it.
Oo. And maybe actually what we can do is, I mean, if we actually are able to see the show, the streaming during the season, you know, I mean, we still have like episodes na bala pa.
Yeah, so, let's
of course,
share
we can talk about it. Yeah, we can talk about it with you guys. And you can tell us what you think.
Ayun. Maybe we can be with them too. We can all have a group.
Yes. Ooh, that's an interesting thing. Concept. Ayun. Okay. Sige. So we're talking about three how you things, but maybe we can just dwindle it down to two kasi ang dami excitement discussing.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No. It's okay. Oo. Siyempre, ano naman tayo ito? Ano naman tayo? Mga slaves of time. So we can like dwindle it down to two, and we still have the entire season to talk about the many other things that we love about this Hallyu world. So watch out na lang kayo dun sa iba pa naming mga gustong pag-usapan. But for now, let's stick with two first. Ayun. Okay. So I was coming from this nga, Monica talking about follow, and I'm so pissed that I missed it, but I had no choice, and she sent me actually links. Sorry na lang, pledish.
I'm so sorry.
I tried, but in fairness, hindi siya nag-work. Pero in fairness, nakapasok naman ako ng konting Hallyu things during my trips and stuff. So like for a week kasi I was with family. We went back home in Mindanao and we traveled a bit. And only one of them, sa mga cousins ko, yung into Hallyu. So I think one Korean thing na ginawa ko talaga at talagang pinush ko during this break is to teach people the wonderful world of Korean drinking games. So just to share siguro the drinking games that I taught them, itong mga to wala silang kaalam-alam, and natuwa naman ako na na-enjoy nila to the point na parang gumugulong na sila sa sahig. So the one thing that they really enjoyed, and I don't know if like the listeners know of this, of course, galing kaming 2 days, one night experience, was tokboki sutok ketok omegitok. Partida, yung mga pinsan ko pang British Australian. Mga siguro 10 minutes nilang kailangan i-memorize. So, oo. Tokboki sutok ketok omegitok. So that was very enjoyable.
Tokboker?
Sutoker? Omegitok. Oh yeah. But they enjoyed it very much. And then, we also did yung numbers game, yung 369.
Yeah.
So, they super enjoyed that as well. And what else did we play?
The Cham Cham Cham, no?
Oh, we did the Cham 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 on the side. Natuwa naman din sa Cham Cham Cham, in all fairness. Ayun. So,
it's a fun game.
Like, hindi lang like puro watching yung ginawa. Parang I also tried to share the Hallyu experience to those in my family na unfortunately ay walang alam.
Wow! Ngayon alam na
nila. Correct. Oo. Pero I'm wondering, parang ano pa kayong games yung dapat tinuro ko? Na feeling ko may enjoy ng madlang people.
Cham cham cham. The ano?
Kore!
Kore yung hirap ituro eh.
Kore.
Or kahit mag-ano muna, strawberry game at first.
Alam mo, dapat nandun kasama si Pia.
Actually.
Si Pia kasi talaga ang drinking game queen natin dito eh.
Actually, pwede ko na din i-connect dyan yung sasabihin ko next.
Okay.
Kasi yung isa din sa mga sober home binge over the one to Sarah break is the Bam Bam Social Club.
Ooh.
It's just on YouTube. So basically, these are different people. So, meron tayo si Aiki, who is a dancer from Street Woman 532. Oh, so sobrang love ko siya.
Aiki yung hottie.
Do you guys know she's a mom?
Yeah.
And really? A wife.
Oh.
She's 30 years old, but she has like a 9-year-old. She got married at 21. Anyway, crazy. So, nandun si Aiki. And then, of course, nandun si Johnny, Monsta X, na naka-endis na ngayon. So, season 2, wala siya.
Gulo sa military.
Si Sunun and the Boys, nandun din si Woojae. Si Woojae, yung bagong best friend ngayon ni Yoo Jae-suk. Parang bagong Lee Kwang-soo. Tapos, nandun
ang
din, oh my gosh, that guy from, Oh, that guy from PSEC University. So basically, they just come together every week and they play drinking games. Yun lang premise ng show. Sobra siyang nakakatuwa and wala lang. I don't know why it's so much fun to watch people play these games. And exactly. Syempre gusto rin nating maglaro din tayo. So sige. Sama mo ako next time. And I'm kumbaon dahil sa mga napanood ko.
Oo, baka may mga listeners kami na gusto kaming makasama with the drinking games.
Nililista ko nga para sa mga games natin. Oh,
yeah. Tama. I mean, just to enjoy, di ba? Getting to know din. Oo. Let's bring this friendship outside of the podcast world and into the real world and into the drinking world.
Like, correct. Join us. By when we say, let's connect, like, literally, physically, appear.
Like, ano? Oh, appear. Or ano, cheek-cheek, ganon. Ano, maganda yung tissue game, ganon. Wow, tissue game, yun yung nakalagay sa fez.
Suck and blow?
Oh, suck and blow!
Wow, that's so, ano, clueless. That's so, 90s.
Nilalaro kasi nila, di ba, sa mga, ano, mga idol shows.
For the skinship.
Yeah, oo. Wala na matutuwa sa skinship natin. Meron kaya?
Hindi ko sure.
Ayun. Oh, Monica, so that's it for us.
Okay. I'm super duper duper enjoying K-pop these days. Ooh. I feel like there's so much going on, but it's so fun. But particularly, yung gusto kong pag-usapan is NewJeans and their new album. I am obsessed. Like, it's so freaking good. I hate lang that it's so short.
Yeah.
But all the songs are so good. And that music video, holy crap.
Which one?
Cool With You.
Ah,
because it featured Hoyeon and of course Tony Leung. Oh
yes,
my god.
Of course.
Guys, like
cameo.
Correct. Holy crap.
Like
pa
in the what you call that? The salt and pepper hair. Uh-huh. Na, holy crap. Uh-huh. Like everything
aging
exploded.
Like fine wine.
I know.
Grabe, ang dami explosions mo ngayon mo, no?
Oo nga eh.
May liquids ka pa ba sa katawan?
Oo.
Meron pa naman. Did you see their, Lollapalooza?
Ayun pa. So parang, I don't know, sobrang ganda ng run ng NewJeans. I kind of remember, like, we were talking to Dustin, I think, about it. Kasi when we were recording that, they already announced that they were gonna have a new album coming.
Yeah.
But we were all like, I wonder if, like, they're gonna make it. Like, if they lived up to their hype.
Correct.
Kasi diba, like, the previous mini, the EP drops, were really successful and holy crap, like how is it that these girls and team are still doing it so well, like from the Powerpuff to the Lollapalooza to alam yun, parang holy crap, like. And then natutuwa din ako kasi parang I'd see articles about the people who wrote these songs, so it's very international. I think there were a bunch of Swedish songwriters who worked on it. Like, tas parang barkada lang sila na parang inutusan sila na, okay, gawa kayo ng song na to. And then they came up with ASAP in like, what, 30 minutes or something?
Wow.
Or something like that. I don't remember which song. Pero parang ganun yung vibes niya. So parang, there's something so, parang it feels like, kahit na planado siya in a way.
Yeah.
Gets like how they are as their persona as a band and like their marketing, their branding, etc., etc. Parang ang organic pa rin ng growth kasi ang linalabas pa rin nila are such cool songs. I don't know. I find them to be so cool and like, and I also like the partnerships. I love that they partnered with Apple and then that's what they used to like shoot their ASAP music ETA pala
ETA
ETA music video. Alam mo yun, parang napaka legoed together na I'm pretty sure planado siya to some extent but buti na lang they did a good job, gets? Alam mo yun, like it didn't feel like it was forced.
Cause
like I feel like they're kahit papano they're giving something new. I really enjoy their music. I really am having fun like getting to know them because I'm kind of hooked with them. I know na the difference between the girls. I'm so sorry. I'm casual listeners. I like the band. I like the group and all that. Pero hindi ako aabot sa level na I get to know the members.
Correct.
Pero ito, although thanks to IU's palette din kasi. Have you guys seen it when they guessed it?
Yeah.
It was such a cute guesting. So because of that show, mas na-memorize ko na sa utak ko kung who's who and all that. Yeah. And like,
Ang cute grabe nung 5 lang sila compared to 13 ng 17.
Kasi lalaki yun, girl. Importante yung gender sa usapang to.
I'm sorry. I mean,
pero love na love ko din yung new jeans talaga kapag nagla-live sila. Kasi sobrang gusto ko talaga ng mga live performances. Oh, and feeling ko yung bago nilang ano binibring in. Kasi like, for the longest time, when you see K-pop live performances, in terms of dancing, it's always about synchronization. Parang yun lagi. Pero sa new jeans kasi, synchronized sila pero in their own style. Hindi sila yung bawat pilantik ng dalire pareho.
Correct.
Parang yung choreographer nila is coming from, I forget kung anong klase ng School of Music ba yung ano, pero yun yung parang background niya na parang mas urban yata na kind of means of dancing where you express yourself. You do the dance, pero hindi kayo pare-pareho ng pag-express. Yes. Right? So looks so nice. Kasi sobrang love ko yung Lala Palooza, sobrang ganda. Hello, Chicago! Gusto ko lang mag-accept.
I can quip siguro, parang, and I guess moving on then to the next question about what we're looking forward to in Hallyu. And to ride on dun sa sinasabi rin ni Mon kanina, I feel like it's a very exciting phase ngayon din for me ng K-pop. Kasi parang, not just with new jeans, parang they're really presenting a genre of music that used to be so underground-ish. Alam mo yun, parang like, there's like a lot of like, very, like, not just with K-pop, I think. Parang even like, in the greater scale of music. Kasi parang I feel like may thread din with, for example, Beyonce's Renaissance, and like, The Whacking, and for example, with XG's TGIF. Alam mo yun, parang there's like a lot of that underground music that I'm sure has already risen a long time ago but has only like reached like the surface now talaga, alam mo yun, in the mainstream. And I super appreciate that kasi parang it ushers in this new sound that is so new in K-pop for me. Like even yung kay John Somi, although sabi ng kapatid ko, medyo tulog Dua Lipa daw siya. Na parang ko like, a little. Hindi naman. A little, I guess. Pero, I mean, it still sounds great. Alam mo yun, very clubby. Club mix. Alam mo yun.
Very medyo ano siya balik yung kay Somi, parang sa 2010s naman yung vibe niya. Parang ganon. Parang doon niya ako binalik.
Oo. Which is like, din, I think yun naman yung nauso rin ngayon na parang genre of sound, I guess. I mean, they always like recall na lang the music of the olden years. Olden years!
And maybe something to look forward to, I'm pitching this episode right now to the two of you.
Wow!
We could invite our resident K-pop expert, si Dustin. Isa to sa mga pinag-usapan natin eh, what makes K-pop K-pop?
Ooh.
Kasi diba, parang with new jeans and all of that, parang and even P-pop. Basta, masyado siyang malalim na usapan. I think it merits a whole episode. Something for our listeners as well.
I know.
Baka meron kayong gustong i-share sa amin. Kayo, sa palagay niyo, what makes K-pop K-pop?
Especially in this day and age. Yun.
Especially since, have you guys heard about Horizon, the Filipino K-pop group?
Yeah.
I mean, that description alone still confuses me, but I accept it, but it confuses me. Gets? Parang hindi ko alam kung saan papapel. And I also really want to discuss that.
Exactly. Oo nga.
Yeah. Something to look forward to, ayan, mga listeners.
Exciting.
For my expectations this coming season, ay hindi tungkol sa K-pop, pero tungkol sa K-drama.
Of course!
Gusto ko lang
let's not forget.
I-publicly declare and beg that we review Disney Plus's Moving.
I'm starting. Papunta na ako doon.
I didn't want to put it in like what I've been watching because I really want to dedicate like an entire freaking episode for it. Like I really hope we end up talking about it because it is so fantastic. Like I just saw the latest two episodes. Titillated na naman ako.
Bumubula na naman yung
video. Bumubula na naman ako because yung last two episodes were was about the love story nga of Jo In-sung and Han Kyo Jo. Yeah, basta them. You've seen the posters and poster pa lang, Diyos ko Lord, nakakilig na, di ba? May lumilipad na lalaki, may babae na nakadungaw sa bintana, and then may Namsan Tower. Holy crap, guys. Like, I am so in love with the show. And I just want to point out too na probably one of the reasons why I think it's fantastically written is because apparently the writer pala of this was a webtoon. So yung writer of the webtoon is also the screenwriter now. And then I've been reading on Twitter na ang dami nang yung mga pinalitan from the webtoon. Mm. The webtoon was released a while back. Mm. So I feel like ito yung chance, yung writer, ha? I feel like ito yung chance niya to like kind of bring in what he thought. You know how, syempre artist, you know how after you produce something, you kind of wish, sana I did this or sana like this, like that. So he was given an opportunity to do it.
Mm.
Kaya itong screenwriting endeavor niya. And I really feel like, oh, ang ganda-ganda ng show, buong-buo talaga yung kwento, ang ganda-ganda ng pagka-mount. So, they're publicly declaring na for this season, we will have an episode on moving.
Yes. I think papunta na naman dun.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope so. Oo.
Okay. So, what I'm looking forward to in Hallyu, madami-dami pang mga concerts na padating, and also, again, with K-Dating, K-Variety, padating na yung Exchange Season 3. I super love that K-Variety, K-Dating, and as well as Singles Inferno 3 na yes. Nagiging panelist na si Dex.
My God.
AKA Jin Young. Sobrang pinafollow ko rin kasi si Dex.
I know. Oh my God, nasa Zombieverse siya. My God, that guy.
Hindi natin yung Zombieverse. Guys, panoorin nyo rin yung Zombieverse.
My God, the sexiness.
Bindin in his like serious element.
I'm so gosh. Sorry. Sobrang crush siya talaga si Dindin. Oh my God.
Nakaka-in love siya.
Uy, gusto ko rin si Dex. Share tayo. Share tayo kay Dex.
Dex! Ayoko na kay Hong Chul eh. Ang ingay lang niya.
Ang ingay ni Hong Chul.
Visit siya. Nakaka-irita siya. Galit ako sa kanya.
Sobra. Wow.
Personal. But anyway,
Zombie versus a fun watch. I hope you guys watch it too.
For sure.
Oh my God.
Follow nyo yung career ni Dex. Mm-mm. Meron siyang YouTube channel. Meron siyang madaming YouTube na hino-host. Sobrang siyang nakakatawa. I love him so
true
much.
That.
Hi Dex. Single kay Dex. Married.
When you tayo nireply, yung tinag natin siya.
Oh, wow.
Wait, Dex, mag-reply ka naman.
Oo nga eh.
I guess, I mean, we were all excited about, you know, everything that's going on in Hallyu. But of course, we always have to go back to ourselves din naman. I mean, we also did like a lot of like talking over our little break and, you know, about ways to improve. Like, we also sought like some guidance from you guys. Like, if you're on our Instagram, you know, na meron kaming little survey doon asking kung kamusta naman yung ginagawa namin. Because we cater to you guys. So, we want to know what you think about what we
fan
do.
Service.
And, fan service. Gusto nyo ba mag-hubad kami? Wag.
Back soon, no.
Back soon, no. Yeah. So, and we got to talking about that and like, you know, how we can make season 4 so much better for you. So, sisimulan ko na lang for the things that you guys would look for, will be able to look forward to in this coming season. So, of course, we already mentioned earlier that we will be finally fully on video. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Actually, fun fact, our friends, of course, we're theater people. They know that we can be very expressive of our faces and our emotions. So they were always encouraging us to like go on video. And finally, we are here. So expect all our podcasts to be on video now on Spotify. And then all YouTube naman, our previous episodes, we will slowly be releasing there. So watch out for it na lang. And then, ihahabol na lang namin tong season 4. So, exciting part. So, you'll finally see our faces. Wala na kaming pwedeng itago. Kailangan na makeup na forever. Nakita yung eyeliner ko.
Skincare, guys. Skincare. But, lantosarang is good for your skin.
Hindi na kailangan mag-toner. Ayun. So, starting this season, that's one of the big things that we have for you guys. And then, aside from creating a community with you guys, we also want to create a community with all the Hallyu fans out there na may service din for all the Hallyu lovers out there. So, we have actually, since last season, partnered up with Tridem Collective, and it's also helmed by our dear friend, Mara Andres. Hi, Mara! Hope you...
Congrats!
We find you in our episodes in this season and in the coming season. No, in this season.
In this season, sorry.
In this season, she and along with other K-pop lovers, they have started a shuttle service for people who will watch in the Philippine arena. So that shuttle service is called the two-team tour. So we will be actively promoting this. And this is actually for you guys to help you out. Syempre, ang layo-layo ng Philippine Arena, di ba? And
correct.
Syempre, you want your commute there to not just be, you know, like a random commute. Gusto mo, it's still that fans service experience. So if you
kaya nga ang ano ang tag nga nila is fans first.
Yes, exactly. Diba? Fans first.
Ganda, super.
So we want to support all those who are also supporting us in this K entertainment world. So I mean, mm-hmm. So if you have something naman na you can hit us up, alam mo, we want to help you out as well since we already have this platform. And also we all just want to enjoy what you have out mm-hmm. there. So reach out to us. If you have food or any on merch and yeah. like anything else, please do. We just want to help out. Ayun. And other than that, merch. We are also still with Bonk. In Bonk, sobrang daming like podcasts that you can listen to. Sobrang daming range. You can listen to like mga takotan, serye, creepsilog, and pwede naman mga astrology. So, cha astrology mm-hmm. with a little bit of chismis. So, just visit their website, visit them on their socials, check out what
and
they have.
And Bunkbook, kung saan ginas nila si Trancy, uh-huh. if you wanna get to
and
know
Bunkbook,
her.
Yes.
It's both on Spotify and on YouTube.
Correct, mm-hmm. oo. And
so
maybe
many
this,
personalities.
Exactly,
it's
and maybe
fun.
This season as well, on YouTube, may isa pa sa atin ang lalabas.
And Kingdom Podcast.
Kingdom Podcast as yes. well, let's not forget. So, yun lang for, ano, the usual parts.
Our
but
friends.
I guess for personal ones, maybe I can start. What I'm excited about the podcast for this season, reaching our heights. Can you believe it's been 2 years? Our little pandemic project has become this entity. And alam mo yon, parang I can feel that this is where we really hit the mark. Alam mo yon. I just hope for us na parang we have the energy and the focus to find that light. We are on the right track. We just need to chug on and just focus on it. And we will reach mm-hmm. it. And it will be this season. I know.
What am I excited to about for our podcast? Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm very excited about is really reaching more people. Because it was so touching for me when we were on a break and yet we were still getting some listens. There are still people are visiting us. And it wasn't something that I thought would happen because usually, diba, syempre mapapansin ka kapag active ka. And so during that time, I was just like, oh my gosh, when we are back for season 4 and we're doing this, like, dito na. I mean, on Spotify, you could see our faces. Eventually, all of them would be up on YouTube as well. I'm just so excited to see like this community that we're gonna build because I want to find like-minded people because that's a community we already have. Like, mm-hmm. With our existing followers, they're people who think like us and love like us and are excited like us. And I just am so excited to grow that community even more. So yun, parang really looking forward to that. And if you just found us, thank you so much for being here. And please look at us kindly and sana tuloy-tuloy till the very end. Isama nyo kami sa roster ninyo ng mga pinakikinggan or pinapanood.
Pinapanood. Okay, mine is pretty much like a summary of what you guys said. Pero gusto ko lang i-ride lang yung sa sinabi mo, Pia, na our community is growing and we're seeing more followers. Guys, nakwento ko to, diba? Medyo na-shock ako. Well, it was a friend, a high school reunion. But basically, nagpa-picture siya. We had a photo together para isend niya sa group chat niya with her Hallyu friends, Hallyu loving friends. Because they also have like this group chat who would discuss dramas that they were currently watching. Tapos sabi lang niya, can I take a photo? I want to send it to them and tell them that ano, it's ano, one of the girls from One to Sarang. And I'm like,
oh my God!
That's so surreal. I mean, kahit high school friend ko siya. It's like, oh, okay, sure. Hi, Isa. Thank you for your support. So, I love that. And yes, to connecting to more people. I'm very proud of us, guys. So, we had our plans, Sam, too, when, like, we were shooting our promo stuff. And parang na-feel ko na we were getting better at it. Like, mga first few seasons natin, ang dami nating mga tanong, para ba to? Ano bang ginagawa natin? May ganun pa rin, syempre, na ano bang hindi natin ginagawa na tama? Ah, bakit ganito pa rin? Consistent naman yan, and you know what they say, never stop learning. So, important yon that we always have that in our planning sessions. But like, this time around, it felt a little bit you know, easier, pero parang there's a little bit more comfort and we kind of know how to go about things properly. I was so proud of like our calendaring, guys. Like, I'm very, very excited for what we're gonna be showing you guys for the season. Sana naniniwala ko na lahat mangyayari, including this and this and this. So yeah, I feel like we're getting better at this, so hopefully we're gonna get even better. Like what you said nga, Trency, like, this is the season when we reach our heights. So hopefully, when we get to 2024, which basically is just around the corner, guys.
Kabado.
Because it's September na. The burr months have come.
My God. I can hear God. Jose Marichan. Or rather, V.
Naiyak ako na slight
doon. Si Teyong, kumakanta na.
Kinadala niya. Mga
tulay pa siya kumakanta.
Iba na yung album niya ngayon. What in fairness, congrats to Tay. Uy, close to Tay. Congrats to Taeyong. He is also releasing his album this month. So, that completes the BTS. Oops, sorry. The BTS solo projects.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, guys.
Nabot niya rin.
Oo nga. Yes. But anyway, ayun lang naman. I just want to say that I'm so proud of us and I know I will be proud of us in the months to come, in the years to come. So let's just keep going and let's not stop believing.
Yes.
Or else I'm gonna sing. And you don't want that.
Correct.
Pineda.
And I guess to kind of round this proudness that's happening. Siguro kasi parang we all started this kasi out of the pandemic rut, and finally we are here in this like very open world. So maybe for those people who found us because they were trying to hold on to something, we are finally out, guys. And I'm so also proud of those who are listening, who held on because of how you, just like us, you're finally here and you're out and the world is okay. And Hallyu is still here for you. And we are also here for you.
So are we.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a forever thing, right?
It's a forever thing. Like, we still need entertainment. I mean, there will still be problems that will be coming, you know, along the way. And we need to unwind. Mm-hmm. And alam mo yon. And I feel like together, we can achieve this if, like, we keep on holding on. Mm. Man, I keep singing Glee songs, no?
For sure.
No, but seriously, kasi diba, like, during the pandemic, we were down to our essentials, basically. Alam mo kung ano yung essential, alam mo ano ang non-essential. And you know what was essential? Entertainment.
Exactly.
And that's why we are here. Yeah. Wow.
Ayun. And that is our first episode of Season 4 for you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us talk about our little break and the things that we are excited about for this coming months. And of course, as you know, if you're a regular listener, we always end our episode with a game. And if you're new here, well, here you go. Meron kaming game para sa inyo.
Makilaro
kayo. Okay. Okay. So, what is our game for tonight? Okay, super simple lang. It's a game of word association. So, nakikita naman natin tong very popular game na to and like the many variety shows on YouTube and, you know, for idols and stuff. So, I have 9 words here. And, of course, since ako yung nagsasabi, I can quip, but like, of course, it will be Pia and Mon who will be saying the first things that come into their mind. To their minds and hearts. Wow. Okay. And these words, kinuha ko siya from our previous season titles. So, oh, exciting na lang.
Is this a test?
No, it's not a test. Word association lang naman siya. So, okay. I say the word and you tell me the first word that comes into your mind. You don't need to explain what it is. Just go with it.
Oh,
sabihin lang, rapid fire lang tayo.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Sige. Let me start. First word is Kemi.
Hoshi.
Alchemy.
Okay, alchemy. Kemi, alchemy, Hoshi. Hoshi. Which is why we go to the second word. 17. Ako, DK.
Hoshi na naman.
Oh, ako, Baksu.
Songchol.
Baksu. Okay. Okay. Our third word is the glory.
Nido yun.
Camera.
Ako, crept in that feeling. Okay. Concerts.
Follow.
Sigaw.
Beer.
Oh!
Okay, next word is delulus. TMI yung akin.
Kinilig!
Kinilig
ang buta. Kinilig lang ako.
Kinilig lang ako. So I guess kilig for all three of us. Yeah. Yung mga sariling thoughts, kiss.
Wow, may kiss.
Okay, sixth word is travel.
Money.
Jeju.
Now na. Craving. Now na. Okay. Next word is podcast.
One to sarang.
Kamsa
oh. Okay. And next word is Hallyu. Lifeline.
Love sarang.
Oh.
Doin.
Doin. How you doing? Mm. Pwede. Pwede. And our final word is future.
It's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay. Bright.
17.
Yan. Oh! In real life.
Maganda kayo.
Wow! Oh. Ready na ba kayo sa amin?
Mag-eagyo pa kami.
Ready na mga polo ni Trency, guys.
Dami kong polo puti. Let's go, DK. Pili ka.
Shit, nakatakot yung akin. Puro stuffed dinos.
Takotin mo si Dino with your stuffed dinos. Okay. And that is our wrap for our episode for today. Thank you guys so much for listening and sticking till the very end. I hope you enjoyed that little game as well. Sana meron din kayong mga word associations na na-associate dun sa mga words na sinabi namin. If you have and it resonated with you, comment down below. And also on our Instagram, kung meron man. And if you have any questions for us, reach out to us on our socials as well.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And every Wednesday, nandito kami, samahan nyo kami. Kung kailan man kami mapapasok sa schedule nyo, we're so good.
Yes, uh-oh. And you were saying, click on the subscribe button.
Yes, oh, the one with the bell.
The one with the bell. My God, how newbies are we?
YouTuber.
Oo nga eh.
Clapping yung bell. Nasa baba.
Nasa baba pala yung bell. Sorry naman. Bago lang ako dito sa mundong to. Click on the bell below.
Subscribe and follow.
And like, subscribe, and follow. Bato, bato, pick. Bato, bato, pick. Gay, bo. Gay, bo.
Cham, cham, cham. Cham, cham, cham.
Cham, cham, cham.